Welcome back, my friends, to episode 246, Brownies in Berlin.
Welcome to Bite Me, the show about edibles, where I help you take control of your high life. I'm your host and certified Ganja Marge, and I love helping cooks make safe and effective edibles at home. I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for joining me today. Welcome back, friends. 240 episodes. I have to say, I got to give myself a little pat on the back because I've been doing this now for close to 5 years, and I don't think I've stuck with anything for longer than 5 years, except maybe a few relationships in my life, but those did eventually come to an end as well. In any case, thank you for being here, my friends. I really appreciate you. And for those of you who are listening and have been following along for a while, honestly, some of you have been with me for almost the whole 5 years, which is kind of wild and really mind-boggling. And whenever I think, fuck, this podcast doesn't seem to be growing or anything like that, I just remind myself that I have met some really cool people from doing this show. So no matter what happens, I am eternally grateful that I took on this project. I started a small independent podcast from scratch, and now there's people who tune in almost each and every week. And so thank you for that. And if you're joining me for the first time, this is going to be a shorter episode. It's sort of a little bit of a last minute thing while I'm still here in Germany. This has been such an incredible experience being overseas. I had never been to Europe before. So this is, it's been a big deal, and it's given me some fresh perspective at a time when a lot of shit was going down the drain back home. And I know I'm not the only one. It's interesting because I know quite a few people who have been sort of going through a lot of big life transitions in their lives. And I'm grateful for friends and family and listeners and all the people that have supported and surrounded me during this interesting time. It was a little bit different. It wasn't really the one I had planned, at least not right away. But I have a couple of interviews coming up that I'm excited about, but I don't want to release them yet. It's a bit too soon. So this is my adventures in making edibles in Berlin, because I finally managed to decarb some weed and infuse some weed and put it into brownies. Now, before you judge, I know brownies are pretty basic at this point, and I've made so many different edibles, but there was a method to my madness why I chose brownies of all things I could infuse, especially because I can go to my own website and see a huge list of different options of things I could infuse. But I was looking for some simplicity. It has not necessarily been super easy to make brownies when you're away from home. Yes, Ardent did send me the Ardent Lift or Nova, and I am very appreciative of that. They told me, because I considered bringing my own Ardent FX that I have at home, and they told me that if I use a travel adapter, it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't work the same way. So you really needed a device with a 220 volt plug. Now, they sent me this Ardent, and it's one that they don't actually have on their website anymore. And they didn't include the infusion sleeve that you need to have to go with it. So I have to admit, I was a little bit disappointed about that because I really wanted to have just an all-in-one solution, which is what is so great about the Ardent FX and the Ardent Mini. And it was a bit of a snafu getting this device here. I mean, the addressing here, It's really hard to imagine. Like, I'm going to visit a friend in Ireland, actually. And, you know, you look at an address on a written down on a screen or on a piece of paper, and it's really hard to envision what that's going to look like on the other end. And I had no idea until I got here. So there was a bit of a snafu, but it did finally make it. I was super excited. I did an unboxing video. I think I posted that on social, and you can also go see it in the Bite Me Cannabis Club, because I don't get shadow banned in my own club, and I can talk about weed freely over there. So that's one of the reasons why I like it so much, but I digress. So I got this infusion, or this decarboxylating device, which is wonderful because the woman that I'm staying with in her apartment, she's generously hosting me. I mean, she's a really good friend of mine, but she's generously hosting me for my time here in Germany. And she does consume cannabis, but not on a regular basis. You know, stinking up someone's apartment, and she does live in an apartment complex, so there's other people around. And I know it's legal now, but it's still just legal. And you know, you don't want to be that person that stinks up the apartment complex or the whole apartment as well. So I was really grateful to have this device so I could decarb my cannabis without smelling up the whole place, because I think that just would have been bad form as a guest. Agree or disagree, but that's sort of what I was thinking. And when I realized that I didn't have the infusion sleeve, I was, like I said, a little disappointed, but you know, I rolled with it. I did it the old fashioned way. Maybe I'm a little uncomfortable doing that now because hasn't been necessary to decarb my infuse my cannabis the old fashioned way on the stovetop, like I recommend to many people. But you know, when you're away from home and away from the things, the tools and gadgets that you normally have at your fingertips, you have to roll with it. So I did the good old fashioned pot of water on the stove. So if you haven't tried this method before, this is how I did it before I started getting all kinds of devices, because I probably have four of them at home now. As a result of doing this podcast, I had some before I started the podcast, but of course, as I've learned more about edibles and the edibles world and the things that can help you elevate your game, well, I've just added to the collection. And occupational hazard, I suppose. One of the great things I love about doing this is some of the new gadgetry. But in any case, the pot of water, I basically put my decarbed cannabis in a clean glass jar. I poured in the olive oil because I infused olive oil for this particular infusion. And then you put the lid on the jar just finger tight and you put it in the pot of water so that the water level is just above where the line is in the jar of your oil and your plant material. And then you just simmer that on the stove for a couple of hours. And spoiler alert, the edibles were very effective, but it was strange making these edibles blind in some ways, because again, back at home, I have a tea check and I tend to use that when I'm figuring out how potent my edibles will be. I test the potency of my infusions, and I had meant to bring it with me because I have a travel case for it now. And I totally forgot. It never even crossed my mind until after I got to Germany, which obviously isn't that helpful. So I had to sort of figure out the potency the old fashioned way. But even when you're using online calculators, like I did, because I wasn't going to do the maths all by myself. But I mean, there's one on my website, there's ones on other websites. It's not hard to find an online potency calculator to help you, give you at least a benchmark for how strong your edibles might be. But frankly, I used a couple of different kinds of cannabis in this particular infusion. So how do you actually know how strong the plant material is to begin with? That's the one reason why going through the process and the steps is going to give me a benchmark, but it could be off. I try and usually skew higher. So at least if they're, you know, if I'm saying they're like 40 milligrams per brownie, then, you know, maybe that's overdoing it and I can go from there. But that's sort of my thought process, because I was in Hamburg recently visiting another friend, and this is somebody that I met and worked with several years ago, actually before the pandemic, back home. So I met her originally in Canada, and here I was visiting her in Germany in Hamburg, which was really cool. And I was able to get some more cannabis through some people that she knew. So that was really wonderful, because I was running low. I was carefully collecting all my already vaped cannabis from the first bit that I had picked up from a friend here that I met. I just ended up doing a mix of both. So I was able to get a couple different cultivars when I was in Hamburg, and I paid for this. I brought it back because I traveled by train. And it's legal in the country now. And it was definitely under the 25 grams. I think I just bought 7 grams, but the 25 grams that you could carry with you on your person legally here in Germany. But I used some of the already vaped bud that I had, and then I decarbed the new flower that I bought. I did set aside a couple of buds for myself for later, but I decarbed that in the Ardent. And then I put both of those, all of those, I guess that would have been probably a total of 4 different strains going into this, or 4 different cultivars decarbed going into this infusion. So that's what I use. So how do I know how potent the flower is? I don't, I'm guessing. And that it really is interesting to be sort of flying a little more blind than I normally do when I'm back at home making edibles. And like, this is what a lot of you feel like sometimes when you're just starting out. And you tend to forget when you have all this gadgetry at your fingertips. But that is the way it is. So in any case, I did try and figure out the math based on some estimates, and it was probably a little higher than what they actually turned out to be, but that's okay. So because I was cooking in a kitchen that wasn't my own, and my friend doesn't do a whole lot of baking, so I thought it best to pick up a classic boxed mix because of the simplicity of it. I didn't have to worry about collecting all the ingredients or trying to buy extra ingredients that were going to sit in her cupboard forever because she doesn't really bake that often. So it just seemed easier. And this box of cake or of brownie mix called for a couple of eggs, called for some water, and it called for some oil, which is where my infused oil comes in, and that's what I used. And interestingly, I bought a classic brownie, chocolate brownies. Can't go more classic than that. And it says right on the box, "Four Sachsen brownies mit Backform." That is my German. If you really enjoyed that, ask me later how I learned. It turns out when I looked up that word, because I was really kind of unfamiliar with it, the box mix not only comes with the dry ingredients that you need and grated chocolate to sprinkle on top before you put it in the oven. It comes with a cardboard brownie pan, which I thought was such an interesting idea. And so I get out this brownie pan. And so I'm like, oh, now I got to do a little origami before I start this process, but that's okay. And I thought that was brilliant, actually, because they are assuming, of course, if you're buying a box mix, maybe you're a little short on other kitchen supplies. And it just so happens that I was. I didn't see a brownie pan or a suitable pan in any of the cupboards that would have worked unless I wanted my brownies to be like really shallow and thin because the pans were too big. So in any case, I didn't really, maybe there was something there and I just didn't find it, but I didn't have to bother because it came with its own pan. And these... the instructions in this brownie mix was all in German. And, you know, I can read a fair amount of German, but I still need some help. But the translation apps these days are getting better and better. I'm just using the one that comes on my Apple phone. If you're using an Android, there's probably one on your Android phone as well. But the translation app on the Apple phone has saved my butt a few times. But what's really cool about it is it has a camera feature. So you can hold the camera feature over the text that you want translated and it'll translate for you. It'll just pop right up on the screen, which is super cool because these brownies are really easy to make. There were three steps. Step number one was preheating your oven and assembling your pan. Step two was putting the dry ingredients into a mixing bowl and then adding the eggs, oil, and water and mixing it with a mixing spoon. I didn't even have to get out a mixer, and there were mixers in the kitchen, so I would have been able to do that. But you know, it's just easier when you don't have to get out more equipment. And then you pour it into the pan and you sprinkle on your grated chocolate and then you bake. Were these the best brownies I've ever had? No. Did they get me high? Absolutely. And because it had been probably like, I've been here for over a month now. And frankly, these are the first edibles I've made. And I did get an edible at the 420 event that I was at. But otherwise, I have not had any edibles until this moment. And I've really been missing them. Typically, I can eat an edible pretty well every night. And then sometimes I'll have some lower dose stuff during the day. But I've taken a tolerance break from my edibles consumption, so they got me pretty high. And depending on how strong they were, like, I mean, again, I don't know 100% how strong they are, but I was just relaxing in the evening, so it was okay. I wasn't going anywhere. And trying that first one, it gives me a benchmark of where to go from there as far as the consumption. And I'm sure all of you have your tips and tricks for dealing with the uncertainty of dosing when you're making your own edibles. And if you're pretty experienced, then it becomes much easier than if you're new. You know, if I give one to my host, would I suggest she eat what I did? Absolutely not. I'd probably suggest that she take one of the smaller pieces because it's really hard to sometimes cut it in a completely uniform manner. And I know one of the pieces I took was a little bit bigger. I would recommend that she take one of the smaller pieces and cut it into four. And even then, if somebody was brand new to edibles and never done it, I might even suggest smaller, because the go low and go slow thing is so true. And I know people hear it over and over and over again, but when you are sort of flying blind like I am right now, and or if somebody was to gift me an edible and I had no idea, it's just not worth it to have to get way too high on edibles. I've done it too many times. That's my thoughts on that. And disagree or not, I know in some ways I feel like that's why I've been spoiled with dispensary edibles, because when you're uncertain of your tolerance, working with dispensary edibles when you know they're exactly dosed does have some advantages when you're just starting out to figure out your tolerance and you don't have all the equipment. Because again, online calculators can be great, but there's still always going to be uncertainties, and they're not obviously 100% accurate. There's no way that they can be, I think. So they definitely give you a framework. If you have sort of a ballpark, that is certainly better than just telling somebody that you have no idea, but there's limitations. So in any case, I managed to make my first edibles overseas and I'm super excited about it. But the one great thing about brownies is I have several, and even though I'm going to be visiting a friend in Ireland, I can freeze them and they'll be here when I get back. So I'll have some edibles to enjoy for my last few days that I'll be here in Germany before heading back to Canada. And of course, if my friend wants to indulge, then she can do that. There's plenty enough edibles in there that she can carve off a slice and see how it makes her feel and work from there, because I do love sharing edibles too. There are going to be lots of fun and exciting things when I head back to Canada, one of which is a workshop in Toronto, a Frenchie's Lost Art workshop on the art of hash making. And that will be at the end of May 2024, if you're listening to this in the month of May 2024. And Frenchie's apprentice Belle is going to be leading this workshop, and is going to be a very special event because Mila the Hash Queen is going to be there as well, making an appearance. And it's just going to be a fabulous day, and I'm showing up and I'm super excited about this workshop because I would love to learn some of the art of making hash, because I am also growing some cannabis this summer. And once I get back, I can start getting my outdoor grow prepared. I feel like I'm a little late to the game, but I'll probably be fine. So that's it for this week, my friends. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with somebody that you think might also enjoy it, because sharing is caring. You can always talk to me, feedback, concerns, stories you want to tell. Do you have your own travel stories? I would love to share some of those, because sometimes it's so interesting trying to find cannabis or edibles or those types of things when you're far from home, or making edibles in a kitchen that doesn't belong to you, or all those things you take for granted when you're in the comfort of your own space. But you can always email me the podcast hotline or DM me on Instagram. And you can stay up to date with news and events and giveaways with my email newsletter, but also consider joining the Bite Me Cannabis Club. It's free to the first bunch of members, and you just use code BITEMETHANKYOU23. You can keep up with things over there as well, because frankly, I'm a little tired of social media. There's obviously pros and cons to it, but they are so unfriendly to cannabis. And I did try and sort of clean up my account so I could be not shadow banned anymore. I think I'm always shadow banned almost. But sadly, once I fixed up some of the posts, they said that was preventing my account from being shared to people outside my own followers, they just found more stuff. And I feel like I'm going to end up deleting everything on my Instagram account before they're happy, because they don't really like anything that I post. And I've really tried to not even mention cannabis overtly, but their algorithms or their methods of digging up cannabis content must be getting more sophisticated with AI. So there's that. So I can say whatever I want over on the Bite Me Cannabis Club, because it's weed friendly. So there's that. Finally, consider using the products and services on the Marge Recommends page. It really helps to support the show. I'm your host, Marge. And until next time, my friends, stay high.